Son of Porthos. In the cold darkness of the forest path, Joel and Therese, the girl from Paris, are crouching in the bushes. Therese has helped Joel to escape from the inn, but their flight has been stopped by the return of Caspar Brown with Walter and another man. By hiding in the darkness, they have avoided discovery, but the stranger has seen a light at the inn and is alarmed by it. Caspar Brown offers to go ahead and make sure that all is well, and now, as they watch the three men disappearing down the path towards the inn, Therese clutches frantically at Joel's arm.
Mr. Brown, go into the house. We are lost. John, hopeless. They will kill us both.
They will hear you, and then we will stand no chance. Look, they are pausing there by the arbor. He has not gone in. I am going to creep a little closer to them. Come.
Oh, no, I cannot.
Keep close behind me and be quiet.
I am afraid.
They do not know we are here. We have the advantage so far. And I still have my sword, but silence, I beg of you.
Very well, then. Don't bother. Walk on, just to know this stuff, brother, and you are joined the soldier with drunk beyond hope. And let us all get inside, my lord. The cellar is at your disposal.
Would you drug me as well as the soldier? No, no, friend. I prefer to stay here. We can use this arbor for our conference room. You, Caspar, go and watch in the gap on the road. There are too many prowlers about to be neglectful.
As you will, my lord. I'm an old woodsman. You can rely on me.
I'm sure of it.
But I should be honored to have you in my house. It is not every day I have the opportunity of entertaining you, Charles of Lorraine.
I shall sit at your board one day, never fear. But not until we've raised and rid our imperial soil of these accursed foreigners. First, we must revenge the siege of Freiburg. Then we can celebrate. Off with you now.
I am going.
Well, Wolfhard, what news have you brought from Paris? Good or bad?
Both, Your Highness. Your ally, the Duke of Saxe-Eisenach, has surrendered to Strasbourg.
You are right. That is bad news. Disastrous. Quick, what next?
Well, my lord, the 60,000 men with whom you promised to leave Freiburg.
Yes, yes.
His Imperial Majesty now says he requires them himself to put down insurrection in Hungary. They left this morning for Vienna.
So much for promising.
Furthermore, His Imperial Majesty has agreed to accept the conditions of the treaty which Louis has been negotiating at Nimwegen. There is no hope for you there now, my lord.
So fade my hope. Is there none I can trust then? How easily broken are the promises of these two. One a coward, the other a perjurer. What of honor and family ties? Oh, I should have known not to trust them. But tell me, is this all? Have you more gall in your cask for me?
My lord, that is all the bad news.
Of course. You said some was good. Well, speak up, let me hear it.
I have made a few inquiries on my own, my lord. Your Highness is aware that the French is short of artillery before Freiburg.
That it is being forwarded.
It will be a long time before it can be used. For the wagons bringing powder and projectiles are stuck in the mud of the Vosges Mountains. It will take days to dig them out, and indeed they might not arrive at all if they were cut off.
What do you mean?
These ammunition wagons are escorted by a company of some 30 dragoons. They would be an easy target for a band of desperados.
Perhaps so, but have you such a band?
Since the news that peace will be signed at Nimwegen, a number of brave lads who like to fight are out of a job. They fight for money and are willing to throw in their lot with either side. They're willing to fight for your lordship. I spoke to them myself. There are 8,000 of them at Oppenau.
8,000? 8,000 men at Oppenau. Only a few Negroes.
That's right, my lord. So, you see, you have an extra legion.
Is it a partisan war you propose to me?
Well, any kind of war is feasible when it serves one's purpose.
I am a general of armies, not a captain of plunder.
Yes, but a general is useless, my lord, when he has no army.
Seems I have no choice. But I do not like it.
Are you a coward, then? You have not the courage to grasp this opportunity? This is your hour. If the French capture Freiburg, you're finished. You know it. And all Europe knows it.
That is so. Freiburg is of the utmost importance. No. I cannot do it that way.
Then I will take my leave. I have sold drugs with the risk of being burnt alive for the purse of gold I earned. I am used to dealing with more audacious and enterprising men than that. Goodbye, my lord.
No, wait. I have sunk so low I cannot think further. Suppose I consent to use these men. What chance are they against the disciplined army?
They could not fail. If the Freiburg garrison makes a sortie at the same time as my irregulars attack from the rear...
How would we get word through to Freiburg?
I shall be inside the city in a day or two. Oh, no, do not laugh. I shall manage it, I assure you. What I make up my mind to do, I do successfully. Oh, the devil is related to me, they say.
It seems likely. This is Monday. Tomorrow I go to Offenau to meet your partisans. We shall attack Freiburg on Friday night. Will you be in the city and ready by that day?
I shall. From within, I shall lure a storming party of the French onto that portion of the wall which I understand is mine. That will start things well to our advantage.
A rocket shall be the signal of my attack. I shall send up a rocket from this house.
Rely on me, my lord. Our aims are alike. Oh, but wait. There is one thing that your highness has forgotten.
Oh. Yes, I have forgotten that all services must be paid for. And we have not yet fixed the price.
Oh, you judge me harshly, my lord. When success has come, then your highness may value it in proportion to the gain.
He asks for nothing, so his terms will be high. What then have I forgotten?
If I am to enter Freiburg, I shall need credentials to present to the worthy officer there. Otherwise, well, they'll think me a spy.
Yes, of course. I will write what is necessary. Brown answers for you to me, and I can answer for you to others, to a certain degree.
To Colonel Schultz, Governor of Freiburg. We wish you to receive the bearer of this note with the honors due to an envoy of ours, and to favor him with all he may wish for the good of our service and the defense of the place. That will do well.
I have not finished yet, friend. Read further.
Mm-hmm. If, however, this envoy appears to commit any act contrary to the defense, or seems to be in any way in collusion with the enemy, do not hesitate to treat him as a traitor. Watch him carefully, and at the first suspicion, hang him.
Yes. Does that satisfy you? You understand it all?
Yes, my lord.
Colonel Schultz knows my writing. So will not question the authenticity of this note. And I warn you, he is a man who will execute my orders if he has to with his own hands.
I have nothing to fear.
So then, and mind Marshal Trophy does not read this letter.
I must come near him, since I reckon on him to help me into fiber.
How so?
I shall go to him, carrying the dispatches which our drunken friend now carries. You shall have a copy of them, too. But do not fear for your letter. I have a secret place to hide it. The knob of my cane. that looks so solid. I twist it so.
Very cunning.
Too cunning for the French to find. See? In goes your note. And there's your life, safe as the Colonel should take her. Now I'll join Fred Brown. Together, we'll be with the soldiers. Goodbye,
Willow. That a prince of my race would be reduced to this. To fight death in such an army. Will I himself with a poison of a cat?
You'll not forget it, I warn you.
Will I have your my constant orders?
Monsieur, have they gone?
Yes. Wharton is off up yonder to consult with Brown, and Duke Charles has gone the other way. Duke Charles. I could hardly believe my ears. Duke Charles himself. What a prize if I could have captured him there and then.
I'm glad you didn't try, monsieur. They will have killed us both without doubt. Not that they will not do so anyway, for we are lost. We are quite lost.
Nonsense. We still have a chance. Now listen carefully for me. Must be quick. Wharton and Brown are going back to the inn. The moment the door shuts behind them, we must make a dash for the stables. The horses are ready, you say?
Yes, but...
It will take them a few moments to discover that we are gone, and we must make full use of that small delay.
They will cross the courtyard to the inn, having nothing to fear. If we crept quietly down, monsieur, we could get closer to the stables and have less distance to travel when they go in.
Good. Follow me quietly. Are you all right?
Yes, monsieur. If they do not hear my hand knocking...
We must wait. Quietly now. There they go into the inn. Now wait until they close the door. Now, run for it. We have less time than we thought.
We will never make it, monsieur.
Yes, we will. Here, quickly. Steady now. Ready? Are you right, mademoiselle?
Yes. Yes, I think so. In just a moment. Monsieur, they've discovered it. We are coming.
Ride then. Ride for your life.